Alisa Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with the mighty My Morning Jacket. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hi.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
What's a nice band like you doing a place like this?
Hard to say.
You guys have actually maybe been the band who's played Bonnaroo the most.
I don't know. Is there a count? Is there a tally going? You guys would know probably.
Yeah, is there a spreadsheet somewhere on the computer?
Does somebody got a Google Doc?
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be a spreadsheet somewhere.
Somebody's counting the beans.
So do you wonder? Do you remember how many times you've played?
I think 418.
I think
something
six.
Like that.
Yeah.
Both. One before my day.
2003, 2004, 2005.
We did 2002.
2006.
Do they all bleed together?
No.
They really? So do you have like distinct memories of Bonnaroo experiences?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, every single one of them. Yeah, there was the time the first time it rained on the witch stage. And I mean, I remember the first time we played in one of the tents. I can't remember which one. That was the first, you know, first ever one. That was super crazy, you know, and the time we played in one of the tents at midnight.
Yeah, I remember he walked on stage carrying a lantern to When You Wish Upon a Star.
Yeah, that was a beautiful night. Night we played for 14 hours. That was nice.
It rained and hailed.
It rained again.
Yeah.
And then the last time we played on the main stage for the first time, that was insane. Yeah, everyone has special memories. It's kind of like a song in your heart.
I've got one. Thanks to you. Thank you. So I think I've seen both of those shows where it rained, which normally is a bad thing when you're on stage.
Not here.
But, yeah, not here. I mean,
so
it just makes it so much more intense, don't you think?
Yeah.
Have you had technical difficulties on stage with the Mother Nature messing with you?
That night my guitar pedal board was completely screwed up. But it was fine. I mean, we made it through. I was getting really upset. I was like, oh, you know, the world's against me. I looked out in the crowd and everybody's just going, blah, blah. It's all good.
So you guys are not afraid of being electrocuted?
You know, there's some rule about being electrocuted that the Lord made on the first day after he created all of us. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know.
Things are properly grounded, they say.
That's what they say.
And
that's
also,
the rule.
Well, the thing with the rain is it kind of unifies you in the absolute danger of the whole situation, so it heightens the experience. It's like taking a psychedelic drug. And then all the people out in the crowd that were so hot, and then they finally cooled off. You know, that was a unifying thing. It was us and them, and then the rain brought it all.
Absolutely.
It was like the gravy. You like just pour gravy over the whole thing.
The ravy.
Oh, and speaking of rain... You've got a new record, The Waterfall. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. So how has it been playing the new songs? Are you just ready for them?
It's like an old shoe.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
goes right on.
Just crushing them every night.
It's been really fun. Destroying. It took some work, but it's fun.
It's always a little bit of a learning curve, but this one's been easier than others in the past, I think. I think the fellas would agree.
Yeah.
Which was the hardest record for you guys to get on with?
Probably Evil Urges. There's a lot of weird things we had to somehow figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And of your great catalog of music, you have many delightful songs. Which delights you the most?
It's a day-to-day delight for me personally. If I'm feeling sad, you know, I'm delighted in that. Or if I'm feeling angry, I'm delighted in that. Or if I'm feeling really great, I'm delighted in that. Just depends.
Okay, so you're not going to name a song?
He puts songs in the doghouse sometimes.
Oh, what's in the doghouse right now?
They just, well, I don't know. He kind of let them out of the cage last
night. I'm trying to be open-minded because the thing for me is like, I don't know, the lyrically or spiritually or whatever, some songs I don't want to sing them. I'm tired of singing them or I don't feel that way, you know? So they go into the doghouse, but then for no reason they come back out of the doghouse the next day or whatever. And I'm trying to not put any.
We don't have to stand up there and sing and emote. So we're just like, that song's great. We love that song. And he's like, oh man, I can't sing that tonight.
I'm trying to be more open though, right?
You yeah, absolutely.
A little
he's,
doing,
he's not.
I've been horrible in the past.
The new record is obviously our favorite right now because we haven't played it 1,000 times and they feel good.
So Bonnaroo does this thing called the Super Jam. Where you probably know, they grab a bunch of different artists who are playing on the bill and put them all together. I'm going to hand over the lineup to you, and you pick out your ideal super jam situation of bands.
We're experts because we did the super jam a couple years ago. So we We are a super jam.
So we get
official.
To pick our own super jam.
How many? How many
you're basically
do we have to limit it to?
There's no limit for you guys.
Oh, cool.
No limit.
I definitely want Reggie Whoa. Watts on vocals.
That sounds good.
Insane.
You know, I don't even know if I could pick. I think the ultimate super jam would have everybody.
That
think
would
about
be
that.
A very big
Let's try
jam.
To do that one year. I'm going to start the official thread to try and do that one year.
But
have everybody, literally, you'd have to get the biggest stage in the world.
You have to be on the main stage, yeah.
Well, I mean, it'd have to be bigger than the main stage.
The main stage of the world.
A lot of these bands I don't know.
We have to be the world stage.
I feel Scroll like I up. Used to know bands.
Slow down. I can't see it. Well, Guster's jamming right next door, so they should
probably
do it.
Natasha Leggero on drums. I heard she jams.
Trample, Reggie Watts. I'd like to see those guys together. And then we're on drugs.
Yeah, there's so many great bands. It's hard. I'm not going to pick. I refuse.
Yeah.
All okay. right.
Fair enough.
Unless I could have them all.
Fair enough. My Morning Jacket, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank
Bonnaroo 2015. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You
thank
too.
You.